All right, so topic of discussion is on these Michigan crash statistics. So in this last year, what were you guys seeing? Just, I guess, a broad overview just to start with.
Well, we have a lot of data here that was released. But in general, we did see a slight increase in our traffic crash fatalities during the year of 2024. Which is concerning. What's even more concerning is that there's other statistics that have increased, such as the work zone involved fatalities, which increased by 17% from 24 in 2023 to 28 in 2024. And then our teen drivers, ages 13 to 19, the crash fatalities increased also by 17% in 2024. So what really, what we need to focus on here is the education and getting to those young drivers to educate them on the dangerous driving behaviors that we've been seeing, such as distracted driving, impaired driving, and speeding.
So does that tend to be more in line with like age demographic? Like, do you see that more with younger drivers compared to older drivers driving more distracted or maybe more loosely?
I think they're in teen driving, you know, they are more fixed on the phone. But truly, there has been an increase of everyone driving either distracted or speeding or just not wearing their seatbelt, making that choice to not be safe.
So looking at some of these statistics, the one that kind of caught my eye, really a couple of them, the bicyclists involved crashes up 20%. What are you guys attributing to that?
Well, I can't say specifically what exactly causes these type of crashes, but really what it boils down to is drivers not paying attention when they're behind the wheel. And these troubling increases, these fatalities that are linked to the dangerous behaviors, such as distracted driving, impaired driving, and speeding. So the state police is still committed to focusing on combating all of those behaviors, which is, you know, increasing our patrols for, you know, drive sober and get pulled over, which is still going on right now. We have our seatbelt enforcement. We are still committed to making the roadways in Michigan safe.
So I know you guys have done campaigns before, kind of like those crackdowns over a course of maybe like a week or whatever. Do you guys find that those tend to be effective, or like the response that you get from drivers, they tend to be a bit more receptive to what they might have been doing wrong?
Yes, we actually just received just a kind of an attaboy. You know, someone was speeding, and the individual never really speeds, but was caught that day by a trooper. And he contacted our local state police post to say how professional that trooper was and thanking him, you know, just for the interaction that he had with the state police. So it's not all negative. We're there to enforce and hold people accountable, but we're also professionals. And so we're going to make sure that we're treating the community members with respect.
All right, very good. Was there anything else you wanted to add, or any of these specific, statistics that you wanted to touch on?
I don't think we talked about the increases, but we have seen decreases also in this data. The deer-involved fatalities have decreased 26%. Our pedestrian fatalities decreased. I'm sorry, I misspoke. Our deer-involved fatalities have decreased 26%. Our pedestrian fatalities have decreased 15%, and our young driver involved fatalities, which they have categorized that as ages 16 to 20, they have also decreased 5%. So, you know, I know that people like to focus on how everything's increased, but we do have things that are decreasing too. And I do attribute that to the law enforcement and the state police, our hard work, being out there, being visible, and, you know, holding people accountable to try to crack down on these dangerous driving behaviors.
Did it come as a bit of a surprise, just considering the I should say, the distracted driving laws that were implemented last year, just to see that some of these numbers rose while others dropped?
It is. It's a little concerning because, you know, it is the law now that you cannot be driving with a phone. But I do think that it is a learning curve for people to, you know, get used to the fact that it is against the law to use your cell phone while driving. So we're just going to keep, you know, making, I guess, educating people on the laws, and hopefully they continue or they start making the right decisions in the future.